So have you heard the new statistics on teenagers lately?
诸位有没有听到过最新的有关19岁到13岁这一个年龄段的青少年的最新的统计？
So according to the Center for Disease Control Survey for Risky Youth Behaviors,
根据美国疾病防治中心它的一项调查问卷，那是有关于青少年的危险行为的。
Today's teens, as compared to teens in 1991, are 42% less likely to get into fights.
今天的这个青少年，从1991年那个时候的相比，那个时候统计相比，他们是跟别人发生争斗，或者说打架的那个概率会小42%。
Also, they're over 30% likely to go out on dates.
然后可能就是说，那个早恋的情况也比以前少30%。
And one of the most astounding facts to me is teen pregnancy has dropped 67% since 1991.
对我来说，更加一个比较引起我注意的一个事实，就是说，同1991年相比，那个青少年怀孕的这个比例下降了67%。
Other changes include they are less likely to use drug and alcohol.
另外一些事实就是说，他们更加不容易去吸毒，酗酒。
They're having sex at a later date or a later age.
然后他们的发生第一次性行为的时间也远比那个时候晚。
And they're spending less time unsupervised as compared to the previous generation.
和前几个时代的青少年比，他们在没有监管的情况下随意行动的那个情况也少很多。
So I don't know about you, but I think these are great things about our youth.
对我不知道你们怎么想，但对我来说，我觉得这是对我们青少年来说，这是个很好的消息，尤其从做家长的角度来讲。But
along with the positives, there are some things that don't seem as beneficial.
但是同这些正面的这个好的消息比，也有一些事情可能不是那么好。Teens
are waiting longer and longer to get their driver's license.
到现在，青少年可能会拖很长时间去考他们的驾照。
Many teens are not looking for part-time jobs anymore, only 55% compared to 77 from 91.
越来越少的人去在课外去打工，这个可能只有77%，跟1991年相比，只有77%的那个高三的学生他们有一份工作。
And most interesting of all, many teens are spending less and less time outside with their friends and more time at home.
可能更加有意思的一个事情就是说，越来越多的青少年，他们花很多时间在家里，而不愿意去跟他们的朋友去出去交际。See,
when I was younger, I would actually try to get out of the house as much as I can.
知道，在我年轻的时候，我只要有机会，我就想往外面跑。I
got my license when I was 16, right on my birthday, and I would get out of my house in my beat-up old Corolla.
我16岁生日的时候，我就拿到我的驾照了。然后我总是一有机会就开着我的老爷丰田车出去玩。I
hung out with friends at the mall, the theater, or in a restaurant, and wouldn't be back until like 10:30 at night.
我一有机会就跟我的朋友去那个百货公司逛啊，去外面吃饭呢，去看电影啊。一般来说，不到晚上10点半，我是不会回到家里的。So
what caused this seismic shift in youth culture today from the youth of 20 years ago?
所以一个很重要的问题就是说，什么样的原因导致今天的青少年跟20年前的青少年发生这样的转变呢？
Well, according to one researcher, Jean Twenge, she blames this tremendous change on the cell phone.
有一个学者，有一个研究者，他叫 Jean Twenge， 他把这个原因归罪于手机。
But not only that, she thinks the cell phone is destroying this whole generation.
不仅仅是她，这个学者认为，这个手机在慢慢的毁灭这一代人。
In her article in the Atlantic, "Have smartphones destroyed a generation?"
她写了一篇文，这个研究论文，这个论文的题目就是"智能手机是怎样毁灭新一代年轻人的."
Twain says that today's teens are more connected than ever. And they are getting into less and less physical trouble.
他的研究成果，他想表明一个观点，就是说，今天的青少年其实他们是越来越联系在一起了，所以，可能他们对很多人来说，他们闯祸的概率会小很多。But
that's only because they're on their phones so much, their tablets or their laptops, chatting with friends, playing games, searching up videos and reading about random events.
他们不再闯祸的原因就是因为他们花更多的时间在手机上，在平板电脑上，在那个手机电脑上，所以他们在这个这些多媒体的环境当中，就跟他们只是跟他们的朋友在那个网络环境当中交谈。
But they're actually doing all this from the safety of their homes.
而且他们做这些事情的时候，做这些网络上畅游的时候，都是在家里。
Unfortunately, they are less happy now than the previous generation.
可是不幸的是，统计表明今天的青少年比前的青少年，更加不开心反而。
According to research, the more time they spend on the screen, the less happy they are.
研究表明，如果他们在这个电脑屏幕上花的时间越多，他们就比以前的人更加不开心。
In fact, she believes this generation is on the brink of a mental crisis.
事实上，这位学者认为，今日的青少年他们在精神崩溃的边缘。
Many of them feel lonely, especially since they are lacking in personal interactions.
因为他们很多人他们觉得孤独，因为他们的社交的环境越来越差。
So the report says that eighth graders.
所以这个报告说，这个八年级的学生呢
，who are heavy user of social media increase their risk of depression by 27%.
就是说，今天这八年级的学生，如果他们在电脑上、在网络上花的时间多的话，他们可能比一般的人有多27%的概率会产生忧郁症。
And teens who spend more than 3 hours a day on electronic devices are 35% more likely to have a risk factor for suicide.Such as making a suicide plan.
如果一个青少年他每天花3个小时以上的时间在电脑上、在网络上的话，那他们可能会自杀的概率会比一般的同龄人多35%。
She also added this to the following statistic.
然后他还加了另外一些这个数据。
See on the bottom. Since 2007, the homicide rate among teens has declined, but the suicide rate has increased.
所以这屏幕上就是说，从2007年开始，其实，在青少年当中，他们由于谋杀或者他杀产生的那个死亡率，比其实这个自杀的概率要小很多了。现在已经。
As teens have started spending less time together, they have become less likely to kill one another.
那其实也很正常，因为如果青少年之间他们交际，就是说在外面在不在在户外交际的时间少的话，那可能他们。去杀掉别人的概率就很少，就是他杀的概率就谋杀率就很小。
But more likely to kill themselves instead.
可是不幸的是，他们就这个可他们自杀的可能性就越来越大。
So in 2011, the first time in 24 years, teen suicide rate was higher than the teen homicide rate.
所以在2011年的时候，这是有统计以来第一次青少年自杀的这个比例比他杀的谋杀的比例要高了。
So after hearing all this, you're probably already shaking your head and wondering what's wrong with the kids today.
So 我想你们如果听到这些数字的话，很多人都在摇头，在想这究竟是怎么了？
How could they isolate themselves on their phones when there's a whole world out there?
为什么这外面有这么精彩的世界，而这些青少年就把他们自己禁锢在手机上呢？
There must be something massively wrong with the teen culture.
所以是不是，这个年轻人呢，他们的文化出了什么很大的状况呢？
We should just take their phones away. That'll solve all their problems, right?
好不好？我们就把每个青少年的手机都没收掉，这样就没有问题了嘛。
But let me ask you, what do you know about teen culture?
可是我想问大家一个问题，诸位，你有多少人你们觉得对青少年的文化很熟悉呢？
Is teen culture something you understand, or do you just ignore it?
有关于青少年的文化，是您愿意去花一点时间理解呢，还是你就完全把它忽略呢？
Do you know some sociologists are calling the current generation?Kids born after 2000, the digital natives.
其实有一些统计，就是说今天的年轻人，他们，学者就把他们归结为说他们是数码一代、数字化的一代，因为在这个环境上出生的。
Which means that living in the digital world is actually integral to their existence.
从另外一个角度来讲，这个数字或者说电脑产生这个数字化世界，是他们生命生活当中一部分了。
They are as comfortable surfing the lanes of cyberspace in their virtual avatars as you are walking in the mall with your jacket and jeans.
其实就像我们这一代人，我们很习惯穿着牛仔裤，插着口袋，在那个 mall 里面闲逛。今日的青少年，他们也很习惯在这个电脑产生这个网络的虚幻世界当中去环游。
So cutting them off from their phones is almost like locking them up in a dark closet.
所以如果你把他们的手机没收掉，其实就像把他们关在你们家里的那个储藏室，放衣服的储藏间里面一样。
Which, as you probably know, is not a good way to reach them.
所以大家都知道，这不是一个很正确的方式去怎么样去跟他们接洽。
So then, what is the correct way to reach our kids and to teach them good values without pushing them away?
所以很重要的一个问题是，是对我们家长来说，什么样一个正确的方式去跟青少年接触，然后把我们所认为正确的价值观传输给他们呢
？So that's what I want to talk to you about today.
所以这就是今天我想跟大家分享的。
How should we relate to the youth of today?
我们怎么样跟青少年建立关系
？So why don't you turn with me to the text for today, James chapter 3.
对，还是让我们把目光转到我们今天的圣经雅各书第三章
，chapter 3 verse 13 to 18.
雅各书三章十三节到十八节。
Okay, I'll read in English first.
Then... Okay, 好 ，Carry 念英文。
Okay. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For there, where you have envy and selfish ambition,There you find disorder and every evil practice. Verse 17.
我来念，先念中文哈。Okay. 你们中间有谁是有智慧有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属魔鬼的。在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
Verse 17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness.
第十七节，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见。没有假冒，并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
So today we have two main points.
今天我想跟大家分享两个重要的因。
First, we'll talk about the problem of culture. Then we'll have the application on how to relate to the youth of today.
第一个我想跟大家讲了一下，就是有关于文化的一些问题。然后第二个就是我们怎么样运用这些知识来跟青少年建立关系。
So let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for this time that we come to worship you.
感谢神让我们来到你面前敬拜。
Father, open our hearts and our minds to you now.
天父，求主你打开我们的心思意念。
And help us to receive your word and not let any distractions turn us from hearing it.
让我们能够听到你的话，而不是被这外面很多的事情所搅扰。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. So our first main point.Is every culture and tradition in the world has been twisted by our fallen culture or a fallen nature?
我想跟大家分享的第一个要点就是，今天所有的世界上所有的存在的文化，其实都是被我们人的堕落的那个人性所搅扰。
So which means that we shouldn't just try to replace current teen culture with one we think is better, like our Chinese culture.
所以我想跟大家讲的就是说，我们其实尤其作为华人，我们不应该把我们的所谓我们认为正确的文化，包括我们的华人文化，强加给我们的青少年。
See, the problem is not just teen culture or even American culture.
问题是，我想特别强调一点，我想强调的不仅仅是年轻人的文化，或者说我们的美国的西方的文化。
Even the Chinese culture has a lot of issues.
就算我们的华人的文化其实有很多的问题在里。
The problem is we usually don't bother to evaluate the culture that we are comfortable with.
问题就是说，对我们来说，我们很多习以为常的文化，我们根本就不愿意花时间去停下来去想一想，这是否正确。
We don't judge the culture that we grew up in.
因为这是我们已经成长以来，我们都已经很习惯这些文化了，所以我们不会去判断这个文化是不是好。
So we hold a lot of blind spots to our own culture, where we just assume things are good and right.
所以其实就我们来说，我们其实已经有很多盲点，尤其是对我们已经很习惯的这个，我认为已经是正确、习以为常的文化。
So let me give you a universal example.
所以让我给你举一个很普遍的例子。
should Christians have cell phones?
就是有一个很问题，就是说，作为基督徒，我们是不是应该有手机呢？
Is it biblical, ethical, and even moral to have smartphones?
如果我们使用这个智能手机的话，这是不是符合基督教的伦理道德观呢？
So you have to admit, that wasn't even a question on my radar before someone else posed it to me. And you probably never thought of it either.
我想跟大家讲的是，其实如果不是有一个 有人质问我这个问题的话，我根本不会去想这是不是一个问题。
Cell phones are so commonplace that it doesn't even occur to us that it could be evil.
因为今天的手机已经这么普及了，就是说我们可能很难会去想手机会是一个罪恶的一个东西。
So you're probably thinking, you know, why would someone even ask that question? It's a stupid question.
所以可能你会想，怎么会有这样的问题？这是不是一个很愚蠢的问题？
But our Amish brethren, who are actually a Protestant Christian branch, believe that cell phones are evil.Actually, anything with electricity is evil to them.
那个其实啊，就是我们基督教新教有一个支派啊，就是说叫蒙诺支派，他们有一个很严谨派。对他们来说，他们就觉得手机是罪恶的。对，而且尤其其实对他们来说，所有用电的东西都是有罪的。
So let me give you another scenario, right? Are guns evil? Is protecting yourself with a gun and self-defense wrong?
所以其实我想举另外一个例子哈，就是大家另外想一想，使用枪支是不是 是罪恶的，或者说用枪来执行自卫的话，是不是一个罪行
？Well, our Mennonite brothers, they believe so. They believe it's not right to kill for any reason, even in self-defense.
所以就刚好同样是刚才那个门派，那个门诺支派，其实也是我们的弟兄姊妹啊，他们就觉得这是这个这是一个拿枪。就是一个自卫，就是一个罪恶的行为。甚至来说，只要去杀人，都是有罪的。
So if you want to talk about a right Christian culture, maybe these two Christian branches are closer to a biblical worldview than maybe we are.
其实，如果从那个属灵的或者说基督教文化、基督教圣经的角度来讲，这两个很保守的我们的支派的弟兄姊妹，其实他们的理念、他们的文化，其实比我们的想法更加接近圣经。
See, we often have blindsided our own culture, thinking that our assumptions and traditions are superior to the cultures around us.
所以我们就可以看到，其实，在我们的理念当中，我们有关于我们自己的文化，我们的价值观，其实是有很多的盲点在这里面。
But it's very likely that our own culture and traditions have been twisted by Satan and by our fallen nature, and we don't even realize it.
但是很有可能因为我们自己所认为的文化和价值观已经被撒旦或者说被我们扭曲的人性 所污染了 所扭曲了所以我们自己根本没有意识到
So let me give you an example that hits closer to home
让我现在再举一个例子就跟我们的家庭有关的更加接近的这个例子
Pastor Jira Lin He's a senior pastor in Frisco Community Bible Church He just completed his doctorate dissertation
有一个牧师哈，那个林这个林牧师，他刚刚在他是那个 Frisco 一个 community 那个社区教会的一个临时的牧师，他刚刚完成了他那个在神学院的博士课程。
In his paper, he wrote about the shortcomings of the overseas-born Chinese culture.
在他的论文就是在讲那个在海外华人的那个下一代那个年轻人的他们的那个文化的这个问题。
He writes that the Eastern culture is a backward-looking culture.As in, they look at things from the present to the past.
然后他尤其指出，就是说我们东方的文化，东方的这个有关于这个亲情这个文化，其实是往后看的那个。
On the other hand, Western culture is a forward-looking culture. They see things from the present to the future.
而反过来说，西方的文化它是一种前瞻性的文化。我们中国的东方的文化是把现在的事情跟过去的事情联系在一起，而西方的文化是把现在的情况跟将来的事情联系在一起。
So that's why one of the reasons that Western churches spend so much money on and resources in the children's ministries because they consider their future.
这也可能就为什么，如果你去看西方，说美国人的教会，或者说西人的教会，他们花很多的资源和钱在青少年或者说儿童的那个事工上，因为他们是我们的将来。
While the Eastern churches focus mainly on the older generation.
但是我们东方我们的华人的教会可能花更多的时间资源去注重在这个大人身上。
But you're probably thinking that's not true. We invest a lot in our children.
可能您不同意，您说我们也在这个孩子身上花了很多资源，投进很多投资啊。
Think of the piano lessons, the violin lessons, the private tutors, the SAT classes, the math camps, science camps, band camps.
你看我们让我们的孩子学钢琴啊，小提琴啊，那个上给他们找私人的这个教室啊，然后为了提高他们的那个SAT的那个分数，或者说让他们参加各种各样的数学啊，还有那个艺术啊、科学啊各种各样的夏令营。
Well, according to Pastor Lin, he says this.
所以其实林牧师他是这么说。
Another explanation exists for why Asian parents sacrifice so much for their children's education and personal development to care for the old.
有一个很大的原因，他就是说，那个为什么华人的那个教会牺牲很多那个在花在小朋友身上的或者青少年身上的资源和时间，关注于大人，因为就是说他们更加，他们的目光，我们的目光更加放在那个越来越衰老的一代人身上。
So this could explain why Chinese parents do not encourage their children to have careers as social workers or nonprofit organizations.
Yeah, 这可能也就是为什么有个原因，就是说我们华人的那个家长不愿意说让我们的孩子从事将来从事一个，比如说社会做去做义工，或者在那些非盈利组织里面进去某一份差事。
Right, they, the children, should fulfill their filial piety by succeeding in life, whereby having the means to take care of their aging parents.
在我们华人的文化里面，其实要尽孝道是第一位的，所以我们可能要花很多的时间，把我们的目光、我们的资源都花在那个我们的年迈的父母身上。So
he concludes, many Chinese families and churches make their decisions by looking from the present to the past.
这也是为什么，就是说，包括在我们今天有很多的这个华人的教会里面，其实我们也是把我们在计划今天的事情的时候，我们常常跟已经过去的事情，我们要建立一些联系，要去思考那些事情，把它们放在一起。See
this blindside to your culture is exactly what James is talking about in verse 14 to 15.
所以这个就是说，我们华人的这些我们文化当中的盲点，也就是为什么雅各在这个他雅各书里面，尤其是雅各书十四第三章14到15节里面所要阐述的内容。
Says, if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from the heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic.
雅各书第十四章第五节就是在讲很多的这个嫉妒和纷争，不可自夸，也不可这个用流言抵挡真道。这些东西，这些智慧不是从天上来的智慧，而是属地的，是属情欲的，是属魔鬼的。
Many of the seeming values that we Chinese people hold and try to push on our kids, study harder, get into a good school, get prizes and awards.
其实，在我们华人的脑子根深蒂固的所谓正确的价值观，包括就是我们常常灌输给孩子的，就包括你要那个认真读书啊，就取得好成绩啊，去一个好的学校啊，去获得很多的各种各样的奖励啊。See,
are what we usually consider to be good Chinese work ethics, but they can actually be colored by envy and selfish ambition.
其实所谓这些我们华人很注重的这些被光环笼罩着的各种各样的好的所谓的中国的这些文化伦理，其实是被我们很多的邪情私欲所伪装的。But
many of you say, you know, no, we let our kids decide for themselves what to do.
可能您有的时候会说，不是啊，我不是这样，我其实常常给我们孩子很多自由，让他们决定做什么事情啊。Well,
do you berate them for getting a 94 instead of a 105?
那我想就问大家一个问题：当你的孩子呢考了94分的时候，你是不是常常还会指责他们？你为什么没有考到105分呢
？Or do you blame them for not getting to a better college like so and so's daughter or son？
或者你常常会，如果他会指责他们，你为什么不会像别人家的孩子那样去上个更好的大学呢
？Or look at it from another angle. When your friends are over, do you trot out all your children's awards and achievements and bask in their praise？
我再举另外一个例子啊，如果比如说你有客人来你们家做客的时候，你是不是会把你孩子所得的各种各样的奖励啊，那个奖状啊都放出来，然后会赢得他们想为了赢得他别人的那个赞美呢
？But not in what your kids have done, but in how great you are as parents.
其实有的时候啊，你们想获得的赞美不是说你们的孩子有多好，而是想让别人觉得你作为一个父母，你们有多优秀。See,
many of the Chinese values that you think are good could be tainted by envy and selfish ambition.
所以我想再强调一点，很多所谓的正确的中华人的文化，这价值观其实是被我们自己的一些邪情私欲所玷污了。
You want your kids to do well so that you look good.
我们想让我们的孩子做得更好，其实是有的时候是为了荣耀我们自己。
You want your kids to behave so that you won't be embarrassed.
这样，当你的孩子有好行为的时候，你就不会觉得尴尬了，是不是？
Or you want your kids to make lots of money so that they can take care of you when you are old.
或者说，你想让你的孩子找一份很赚钱的工作，可能是不是有一天等你们老了，你们的孩子就可以照顾你们。
See, all this is just a reminder that there is no one perfect culture out there.
我讲这么多只是想提醒我们这个世界上没有一个完美的文化。
See, every culture has good points and bad points.
所以任何文化都有两面性。
Every culture is influenced by human envy and greed and twisted by and tainted by demonic forces.
So 所有的文化其实都是被我们的一些这个邪情私欲或者说一些不正确的想法所玷污了。
So that it becomes self-aggrandizing and eventually self-destructive.
所以有的时候这是很危险的，因为我们常常因为这些错误的价值观导致我们自我膨胀，然后自我毁灭。
Just like verse 16 says, "For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice."
就像对不起，我现在眼神不好，那个看不清，字太小。就是说，这个是雅各书十六三章十六节说，在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱，有各样的坏事。
And trying to force your own cultural traditions and values on your kids are actually pushing them away, not just from your household, but also from the church.
所以常常有的时候，我们如果想把我们的文化、我们的价值强加给孩子，常常情况会适得其反。你把他们越来越推得远离，不仅仅是你的家庭，也远离教会。
So the question remains, how are we to relate to this current generation of youth?
所以我还想回到原来那个问题，作为我们家长，我们大人怎么样跟孩子建立关系，所以他们能够回到教会。
So the answer is in verse 13 of James 3.
所以这个答案是雅各书三章十三节。
Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom.
雅各书三章十三节他这么说，你们中间谁有智慧 有见识呢，他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
A good life and humility is the key.
所以在这个里面我想说善行和谦卑和温柔是关键。
So the application for today.
所以今天我想跟大家分享我们如何运用到我们生活中。
So humbly make the time to learn about your children's culture.
所以我的建议就是说让我们做家长呢，我们能够谦卑能够温柔的俯下身来去学习我们孩子的文化。
Take the time to learn about your kids, what they like, what they do, what they listen to, how they talk.
所以让我们能够愿意去花一点时间去跟我们孩子说话，了解他们的想法，了解他们在做什么，然后我们能够学会先听他们，然后才能跟他们说话。
But you have to do all this with humility.
但是我们做这些事情的时候必须要温柔谦卑。
See, you don't come to command. You don't come as an authority figure trying to push your own agenda. Rather, you are there to learn in humility.
所以很重要的一点，我们做这些事情的时候，我们不是用一种高高在上的姿态，好像我们是权威，然后我们把很多东西强加给他们，然后把我们自己的计划、我们的时间表让他们去遵行。
So another article I read about, or a response article to the one I spoke about, has an explanation on why even though youth are spending more time at home, seems like their relationship with their parents are not improving.
这里我想跟大家这个分享另外一篇那个一个研究的文章，就是在讲为什么这个今天那个我们的青少年不愿意出去跟人交际，而花更多的时间在家里在网络上。
It says that fellow parents, it's time for us to consider another possible explanation for why our kids are increasingly disengaged.
这个文章他说这是一个学者写给他就是同辈的那个家长的，就是想跟他们说为什么，就是跟他们解释为什么今天的孩子好像看上去越来越自由散漫。
It's because we've disengaged ourselves. We're too busy looking down at our screens to look at our children.
其实有的时候你看孩子是这样，但其实归根结底，看看我们今天我们这些做大人的，其实我们也是非常自由散漫。其实我们也是花很多时间在网络、在电脑上。
See, I know it's how I live myself.
所以你看，这其实就是我自己是怎么生活的。
Children are super annoying, especially teenagers.
你会觉得可能有的时候你会觉得小孩子，尤其是青少年，是有的时候非常令人讨厌。
I would rather spend half an hour playing words with friends on Facebook than spend it playing an inane board game with an 11-year-old who refuses to play by the rules.
所以有的时候我更愿意花 比如说半个小时一个时间在脸书上跟我的朋友交谈，而不愿意跟我的11岁的孩子去，比如说去下一盘棋，因为这些孩子他有的时候他不愿意遵守这个规则。
Or I would rather spend an hour playing or on interest or Pinterest than listening to my 13-year-old ramble on about anime.
有的时候我也不愿意去跟，比如说我的13岁的女儿去，我花一点时间去听她。 他在讲他的那些漫画、动画的故事，而我愿意自己花更多的时间在网上。
As a friend warned me, when I first got pregnant, children are simultaneously overwhelming and under-stimulating. Why wouldn't we want to get be distracted from that?
所以有个朋友他是警告我，他说那个孩子啊，有的时候给你很大的压力，但有的时候呢，可能又让你提不起兴趣。所以就是说，这个，所以我就想。 这就为什么我常常思考，为什么我们不愿意花一些时间，去跟他们亲近，或者说我们常常会被别的事情所搅扰呢？
So maybe, just maybe, it's not the youth cult or generation that's being destroyed by the smartphone, but it could be the parent generation.
所以可能我只是说有个可能哈，不是说因为孩子花很多时间在电脑这个网络世界，而是我们做父母的自己花很多时间在网上。
When your own children see you put more attention on your emails and texts than on them,
如果您自己的孩子看到您成天在花时间在邮件啊，在短信上，
when all you do is sit there staring at a phone instead of answering them when they're trying to say something to you,
如果当你们的孩子观察到，就说很多的时候，常常我们花时间盯在我们的手机上，而不愿意花时间去跟他们交谈。
So what do you think they're going to do when you try to talk to them?
所以换位思考的话。 您的孩子会怎么对待你？如果就是说你想去跟他讲话的时候，他们是什么样的反应？
But as I said before, you know, every culture and every generation has its good parts and bad parts.
所以还是回到我刚才那个论点哈，就是说所有的文化都有正面和负面这个两面性。And
there are many bright spots in today's teen culture, which I mentioned before.
其实我们的青少年的文化当中其实还是有很多亮点的。Another
positive is that because of their connectedness with their cell phones, they're actually much more aware of differences.
其实有一个很好的一个，如果花很多时间在网上，在手机上有个好处，就是今天的青少年，他们比以前的人更加能够看到世界上还有存在很多不同的东西。They
are much more accepting of those who are different than any generation before them, which means accepting you as well.
而且今天的青少年比以前的那个年轻人更加容易接受这些跟他们不同的地方，包括接受您。So
you need to humbly come and learn about them to be part of their lives.
所以我觉得鼓励大家，我们还是需要很谦卑、很温柔地来到孩子们面前去学习他们的文化。It
takes wisdom to raise up kids.
我们知道抚养孩子长大是需要很大的智慧的。
I know because my son is in his terrible twos already, and he's not even two yet.
我可以大胆的跟大家讲这个，因为我的孩子，我的小孩他还不到两岁，但他已经展现出很多我们说的讨厌的两岁的小孩产生的不同的很多的那个脾气。See,
it's so much easier just to ignore his tantrums by just watching videos or reading from my phone.
可是你知道吗？有的时候，很容易对我来说，我就是去不管我的孩子发多大的脾气，我只是花时间在我的手机上。
Or shoving an iPad at him to let him watch cartoons to keep him quiet.
或者如果我的孩子很吵闹的时候，就是很简单、很容易做的事情，就是把一个 iPad 给他，让他自己去在网上看那个卡通，那样我就省事儿了。But
it's not worldly wisdom that will prevail, as James says in verse 17.
但这个其实是在那个雅各书上三章17节讲的。其实我刚才我所做的只是一些所谓的属世的智慧。
But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere.
圣经的教导是哈，雅各书3章17节，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。See,
we're not here to pound them into submission. We are not at war with our children.
所以您看，我的建议就是说，我们不是说要强加给孩子什么东西，让他们顺服我们的话。
We, the parents, are not supposed to impose our thoughts, traditions, and culture on them.
作为家长，我们不应该把我们所认为正确的价值观、文化，诸如此类的事情硬塞给他们。
Rather, we are to be mutually submissive and full of mercy.
事实上，作为家长和孩子，我们应该互相彼此顺从，然后多一些彼此之间多一些怜悯和宽容。
See, the good lives or good fruit of our lives is actually a result of the gospel.
所以这个是圣经上所说的多结生命的果子，多行善，其实是因为福音，因为圣经的缘故。
And the gospel is impartial to any human-made culture.
而且我想说，我们的圣经原则是放之四海皆准的道理。
What you need to understand is that there is no one right Christian culture.
我们应该知道，没有说是哪一种基督教文化是正确的，是某一种。
Rather, we take the principles of the Bible and we bring it into our culture and we sanctify it.
我们应该做的事情其实是把圣经的原则能够运用到我们的文化当中，然后成为我们生活圣洁生活的一部分。
Which means we also need to teach our children the Christian principles so that they can live out holy lives in their culture as well.
所以很重要的一点，其实我们需要教导孩子能够明白圣经的原则和准则，这样的话他们才能够在他们的生命当中活出这样的基督圣经要我们去活的那种文化准则。
But the only way to do this is if your interactions with your children are sincere, right? Our children craves authentic relationships.
但是如我们想要做到这一点的话，一个很重要的原则就是说，我们跟我们的孩子去交往的时候是真诚的，让他们觉得我们跟他们的关系是很纯真的，这样的话他们才愿意听。
See, we just can't say these are the holidays you have to celebrate, these are the rules you need to follow, or these are the people you have to obey.
所以我们千万不能说，哎，这个你必须遵从这个，我给你的命令，必须这样做那样做。
And please understand, just because they don't agree with your every opinion or don't do everything you think is good, it doesn't make them 不乖孩子。
就是我想提醒大家注意啊，如果就是说那个你的孩子，不认同我们的观点，不愿意有的时候不愿意根据我们所强加给他们的去做，你就把他归功为是个naughty boys, naughty girls.
Thank you. All right, but be sincere in your attempts to get to know them and don't get frustrated.
所以就是说，很重要的就是说，我们需要很真诚的去花时间去了解他们，而不是就是说，因为我们不认同孩子的文化，我们自己觉得很烦躁，很苦恼。
So you live in their world for a bit, walk in their shoes, play the same games they play.
对，很重要的一点就是说，我们需要了解他们的文化，学会换位思考，然后能够甚至跟他们一起花时间去跟他们一起玩。
You know, all your games that your children play are pretty much cooperative games.
你知道吗？其实孩子们他们玩的那些网络化的游戏，其实很多游戏都需要那个是相互合作的，是一个 team, 是一个团队游戏。
So wouldn't it be great if you can co-op with them in games like Fortnite, League of Legends, Clash Royale?
那个，对不起，我太老了，很多孩子的游戏我不知道。就是说 ，Carrie 的意思就是说，为什么你们不愿意花一点时间去跟孩子们玩他们所愿意玩的那些游戏呢
？See if you can spend so much time on your phone, on your social media, on your videos. Why don't you spend some time in your digital avatar to play alongside with your kids?
所以如果你情愿花很多时间在你自己的那个手机上，在你自己的社交媒体上跟别人在你的所谓的数字化的那个虚拟世界当中花时间的话，你何不愿意跟孩子一起在这个共同的这个网上就建立一些关系呢？
See, culture, especially youth culture, is actually changing every 3 to 5 years now.
事实上，所有的文化，尤其是青少年文化，可能那个每三五年是一个改变的一个周期。
And there's no way you can stop the tide or keep your children from changing alongside with it.
所以作为我们来讲说，我们很难去硬强把那个所谓那个文化变迁的这个潮流，我们去把它止住。
The only way you can make sure they keep their Christian walk in this changing world is to teach them the Christian principles they need to live in their culture.
所以就是说，如果唯一一个正确的一个方式，就是说把我们所要把我们所认为的文化去跟孩子他们愿意接受的话，就是把圣经的原则基督化的这个文化观伦理观告诉他们。
And to do that, you need to engage with them in their culture.
所以要做到这些，必须我们要花时间去跟他们在一起，要了解他们的文化。
So humbly make the time if you have to learn about your children's culture.
所以如果必须要去这么做的话，请您能够谦卑下来，能够抽时间去了解孩子的文化。
So let me close with this illustration from the past.
我想用接下来这一幅图画来结束我今天的正道。
When Hudson Taylor first went to China, he didn't evangelize like all the other Christian missionaries.
我们知道，当戴德生他到中国去宣教的时候，他跟很多其他的宣教士所传福音的方式是不一样的。
Instead of forcing the Chinese to submit to Western culture and Western ways,
他没有把强迫华人中国人一定要去接受西方的文化。
He became like one of them.
反过来，他所做的是他成为这个东方文化的一部分。
He dressed like them. He learned the different dialects of Chinese. He dyed his hair black. Even shaved his head except for the ponytail in the back.
你看他所做的就是他融入我们的文化，他穿华人穿的衣服，他去学中文，甚至学很多地方的方言，然后他甚至就是说把他的头都剃光，就是说后面留个辫子。
See, he didn't come from a place of superiority or authority. Rather, he humbly came to learn about their culture.
所以虽然我们都知道戴德生他的文化，他的那个基督教理念，那个时候是远远超越当时的那个华人的文化，但是他愿意谦卑下来去救这些华人。
So it's the same with you. Treat your children as a missions field. Now, don't just order them. Take the time to get to know them and be immersed in their culture.
所以我想同样的这个方式适用于我们今天我们这些做家长的，因为其实有的时候我们要想教育孩子，其实我们要把这个青少年教育当做我们的一个这个施工的工厂，然后去花时间跟他们在一起。
You're not trying to make war on them or their culture, rather find common ground and be a peacemaker.
因为我们不是跟孩子要进行一场战争，反过来说，其实我们更加需要去找到我们跟孩子之间一个共同的一个平台，一个交流点，然后就像圣经上讲的，我们需要做一个和平的使者。
Yeah, as verse 18 finishes, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness.
这个就像那个雅各书三章十八节上所讲的，并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
So I challenge you.
所以我今天给各位提出一个挑战。
If you want to have a harvest among the youth today, treat them like a missions field and take the time to be immersed in their culture.
如果今天我们想在我们的孩子教育这个合场上得到丰收的话，可能就是我们需要真的把这个当做一个宣教的工厂，然后花时间跟孩子在一起。
So let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for your word and for your son who would gladly become one of us.
我们谢谢您差遣你的爱子来到我们中间。
Help us to be like him and have an incarnate ministry among our children as well.
求主帮助我们能够越来越像耶稣，让我们能够身体力行的在孩子们中间做见证。
Give us a humble heart so that we can form sincere and authentic relations with them, so that we can lead them to be more like Christ.
让我们能够谦卑，让我们能够让孩子们觉得我们跟他们要建立的这种真诚的关系是他们能够感受到的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样的感谢祷告是用奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.